Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Down. Ertz fakes. He's back. He's looking. He is going deep. He wants Devontae Smith. He has it. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Devontae Smith beat Rodgers.
They set that one up perfectly. They bring six offensive linemen on the field. It's a play action to Saquon Barkley. Everyone blocks it up perfectly. And Smitty just outruns the secondary and into the end zone for the touchdown.
That is a 79-yard touchdown pass from Hurts to Devontae Smith.
And it's a perfectly thrown ball by Jalen Hurts. He dropped a dime.
Boom. Yes, he did. Hurts to Devontae, 79 yards. A big one early in that third quarter. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. All right. Do we have to give Kevin Petullo some credit? A little adjustment?
I think so.
A little change? Oh, all right.
Is that
right.
What y'all wanted to see?
That's what we all wanted to see. How about this yesterday? So the Eagles called 4 play-action passes from under center yesterday. They had just done 5 in the first 6 games. So in the first 6 games, 5 total, so like 1 a game. They did 4 yesterday. Hurts on those throws, Hugh, was 4 of 4, 121 yards, and a touchdown. It worked.
Yeah. I mean, and he got the ball out of his hands quickly. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, he was on time. I feel like a lot of the times when he missed throws, it was because he was just a little bit late. But yesterday, he was on point. He was definitely on point.
He was. And look, I think people have been screaming it. Analysts have been screaming it for weeks. Get him under center more. Do a little more under center. You can open up the play action game. And they did it. And it worked. So I think there's probably 2 schools of thought on this. One could be, why did it take Petullo so long to realize something so simple? But the other school of thought is, he adjusted, right? They used the 10 days. They looked at things. They realized how little they were doing it, and they incorporated it to the game plan. Let's hear from Jalen Hurts yesterday talking about that shot to AJ, and it was that shot to Devontae. And Devontae was the one that was saying, we could do this. We could do it. Let's call it. Here it was.
Yeah, he had a lot of confidence in that look, had a lot of confidence in that, and he was chirping about it and ended up getting called. I'd say, great feel by him, great execution from the guys up front, and then great call by KP to get to it.
Great call by KP. So is KP off the hook now? Is Kevin Petullo off the hook?
Well, I think the consensus was for everybody to give credit where credit was due,
mm-hmm.
you know, and talk to everybody. Because N'Kobe Dean did the same thing. You know, N'Kobe talked about how, you know, all week long he was taking a lot of heat. He don't listen to a whole lot, but he did hear that and all the other good stuff. So I think it was one of those things where it was a circle the wagon moment. And that's great. Because they were playing bad, especially when you talk about the expectations which they've heaped upon themselves at the beginning of the season. You weren't playing up to those standards. So, yeah, I think everything was fair, and you answered the bell.
I think there is a chance here. Again, I don't know if Petullo's going to end up being a great coordinator, a good one, an average one, or he's out of here in 6-3 months. But there is a chance that he used the extended break, right, from the Thursday game to this game to fix some things. I mean, he is a first-time coordinator, and maybe he's got a better feel for it. I mean, Is it a coincidence? We'll find out. But the best passing game Jalen's had in a very long time comes after they had extra time to prepare for this football game. So I liked what I saw at Petula yesterday. The run game is still as going, but the pass game and the way they got to that play, setting it up, it obviously worked. And listened to his players. So good on Petula. In terms of another coach, though, I thought it was a weird day by Nick Sirianni. Look, they won, and ultimately he's in charge of the whole thing. But his in-game decision-making was bizarre yesterday. So first, let's start with this one first. So before the half, Jalen Hurts got sacked. Let me find it. So this is where it was. The Eagles got sacked on their own 35-yard line with 23 seconds to go and two timeouts. And he let the clock run out. Two timeouts, 23 seconds to go. They're on the 35. So what do they need to get in Jake Elliott's range? Another 25 yards, right? Does that put the ball to the 40, which would set up like a 58-yard field goal? I think that seems like it's you see those field goals all the time now in the NFL. So they basically needed 25 more yards, two timeouts, 23 seconds to go, and they sat on it. And, you know, sometimes you'd be like, all right, well, we can't block. Jalen's not playing well. Let's just get out of here and not have a bad turnover or whatever. Mm-hmm. But Jalen was playing well yesterday.
So why not take a shot?
Or exactly. Or two shots. You have two timeouts. I mean, yeah. You could throw the ball in the middle field.
Especially when the game wasn't decided at that moment. You had the momentum. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
It was 14-6 at that point. I thought it was very, very conservative.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Yeah.
I even went back to look how much time. I'm like, wait, because when I first watched, I'm like, oh, maybe there was like only 15 seconds or 10. Maybe I was wrong. But there, I mean, you have 23 seconds and two timeouts. You could throw the ball two or three times.
Yeah, you just had it. You had a nice little drive going because you completed the ball. It looked like two times to Smitty, right there.
It was a bizarre. It was bizarre. So that one I didn't like by Sirianni. The other one earlier in the game, they went for a tush push on 3rd and 1. And they ended up getting a false start. I kind of wish they ran a real play on 3rd and 1, and then they always have the tush push in their back pocket for 4th and 1, but that was whatever. The other one that caught my attention, again, being very conservative yesterday, later in the game, it was 21-16 early in the fourth quarter. They had a 3rd and 5 in, you know, kind of manageable field goal range. And Hurts at that point was 15 of 17, and they handed off to Barkley on 3rd and 5. Which just kind of, you know, set up the field goal that Jake Elliott missed. But I don't know, Hugh. You have a quarterback that is playing one of his best games. It's 3rd and 5. You're not running the ball well.
Let him do his thing.
Let him throw.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand that either. Because even in that sequence you're talking about before the half, the guy took a sack. Took a sack in that sequence. So, yeah.
And there were two timeouts left.
Yeah. Let him cook.
Yeah, I thought it was a very conservative day by Nick Sirianni. So much to the point where late in the game, like the last drive by the Eagles – I wonder if he would have been as aggressive if the Vikings had scored a touchdown on the prior possession. Remember, that was the one where Hawkinson caught it and then they overturned it?
Yeah, they overturned it. It felt like a catch to me, though.
I thought it was a catch at first, too.
That was a hell of a
play. I thought
it
was. Well, they called it a catch, and then they overturned it. But so if Hawkinson had caught that ball, it would have been a three-point game or a two-point game, depending on the extra point. I kind of wonder if Sirianni would have ran the ball three times, made the Vikings use their timeout, and punted the ball away. Instead of being aggressive and letting Hurts throw on third down and ultimately, you know, to finish the game there with the shot. I don't know, but I thought it was a weirdly conservative game by Nick Sirianni, considering how good his quarterback was playing. 215-592-9494. Let's talk about it. Eagles win 28-22. Jalen Hurts. Let's just say it again, just because we don't get to say this very often. 19 of 23, 326 yards, three touchdowns through the air. And Hugh Douglas, a perfect passer rating.
Banner day.
It was absolutely a banner day. What you feel as you watched it? Was it a finally or an I told you so? Was it finally for me? Hugh Douglas claims it was an I told you so, but we don't really believe him on that. Chuck in Mount Airy's up. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yo, Jillio, what's the dealio here?
Hey, what's up,
Chuck,
man?
What's up?
Hey, man, let me say this, man. All y'all boot-licking Jalen Hurts fans is calling up peacocking because he threw for 300 and some odd yards and three touchdowns. Well, it's about damn time. That's what we've been waiting for. You know what I mean? It's 8 in the box. You know, Jalen's going to have open, you know, A.J. Brown and open Devontae Smith all day long for those long passes, those deep bombs. You just got to get the ball to him. So, you know what I mean? Everybody's peacocking. Let's see him do this consistently. If he does this consistently, we ain't talking about the defense struggling. We ain't talking about the offense struggling. We talking about the quarterback man up for MVP and the team, you know, possibly going to their second Super Bowl in 2 years, back-to-back Super Bowls in 2 years. So, you know, hold on the peacock and hold off, please. You know what I'm saying? All the Jalen Hurts lovers out there, we all Eagles fans, okay? Let's get that straight. And he wouldn't be able to do that if that offensive line didn't step up yesterday and block in the passing game. Now, they were great, you know, blocking in the passing game, giving them time to be able to, you know, find those open receivers. And number two is, I challenge anybody to go back and take a look at Saquon, you know what I mean, and how he picks up blocks on blitzes. You know, he does that better than anybody in football. So, and then the defense, you know, holding the team to 3 points opposed to touchdowns until your quarterback gets going is huge. So I just want to say this, right? Everybody out there that want to see Jalen, you know, do well, or, you know, bragging about him doing well now, let's see him do this every week now. You know, because the thing about it is this, right? We don't have to worry about an edge rusher. We don't have to worry about any of that if you get up on teams. And and the thing about it is with Kevin Petullo, he's going to be, he's an excellent play caller. He's his first year. And I think that he's going to be a head coach. I think the world of the guy. I tell you one thing, though, right? Jalen just got to complete the passes and deliver, you know, what's on the menu. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? He needs to just play point guard out there. And as long as he's doing that, getting everybody else involved, then we should be fine. You know what I mean? And listen, the ghost of Saquon is allowing the passing game to get off. All he has to do is complete the passes. The game is to stop Saquon Barkley. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult, man. You know what I mean? So that's why we get on him the way we do, because we've seen this in him before.
And we know with these receivers, the pass game should be good. I mean, it should be good. Now, look, and Chuck, good phone call, man. I don't need Jalen Hurts to lead the NFL in passing yards. It's okay. Like, if we get up on teams, we can run the ball. We've seen that many years with Jalen as the quarterback. I don't need the volume of numbers every week in terms of passing yards. But I need efficiency, and he did it yesterday. And to speak to Chuck's point on there are throws there, if he hits them, they're going to win. You know, for as much as Petullo's gotten crushed, if Jalen Hurts connects with AJ, remember the play 2 weeks ago where AJ looked like he stopped?
Yeah.
Right? If he connects
we only lost one game.
Right. If that play connects, he's over 300 yards against the Broncos. Last week, he was at 283, and he missed Devontae deep, right? So that would be over 300 yards. And then yesterday was 326. They hit everything. So the passing game, three straight weeks, was this close to 300 yards each time. I mean, obviously, there's something that is working play calling wise, and we have the receivers, so we know it's there. They just have to do it at a semi consistent rate. And Hugh, you've been saying this for a while. It makes me wonder now: is this going to help the run game? Like, it's three straight weeks where the passing game is getting guys open down the field. Right, they're this close to three straight 300 yard passing games. You think this is going to back defenses off?
Yeah. It's going to have to, because if you're – but you got to win. You have to win.
Yeah, and they only won one of those games.
Because
yeah, right.
You even look at – excuse me. You look at the game this week. The Minnesota Vikings, they still kept it close. They still were in striking distance,
yep,
of taking the lead and getting the win. You have to be more efficient in the run game. You're going to have to throw the ball so much that people believe that you can beat them throwing the football. That's kind of where it is, because as a defender – you know, you know where your bread and butter lies. Your bread and butter lies with Saquon running the ball. Even though, you know, the offensive line is a little bit more banged up, you still know that he's a legit threat to run the football. So you're going to play the run. You're going to play to stop the run every time. So you have to throw the football.
Yeah, and look, that's the way teams are playing them. Now we'll see if teams start to adjust. Because the passing game has been better. It's gotten incrementally better the last few weeks. If it continues to, they're going to have to honor that more than they usually do. Sports Talk on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Junior in Texas is up on WIP. Hey, Junior.
What's going on, guys? Happy Victory Monday.
Big day. You know, great day. What's up, Junior?
I'm tired of two things, guys. I'm tired of people pretending like Jalen Hurts is some limited passer, like he needs his hand held. We all know what he is. He's a great quarterback. He's a top quarterback. And we just saw him put the entire team on his back against the number one pass defense in the NFL. I don't want to hear any Jalen Hurts slander for the rest of the league, rest of the season, if I'm being honest. And the second thing, I'm tired of Kevin freaking Petullo. And here's why. The play structure is still out of whack. That fourth down touchdown to A.J. Brown only happened because the offensive line gave us like 10 seconds to throw, and A.J. ad-libbed on it. All they did was run curls again out of that 2x2 set. And it's the most frustrating thing to watch Kevin Petullo try to scheme things up, because all they do is just run curls, out routes, and it's the worst thing in the world. I'm fully out on him. I'm tired of them making those bonehead decisions on third down. You have third and five, and you decide to dial up an inside zone to Saquon.
So, Junior, let me jump in. I didn't like that either. Actually, I hated that one, considering the way Jalen was playing. But I can't take the head coach off the hook on that one. I mean, he could say, let's throw the ball here, and then Kevin will call a play. Now, he'll call a pass. Now, it might not be a great pass design, to your point. But that's Sirianni's got say on whether they run or throw on that third and five. That felt like – I thought Sirianni was conservative all day with those kind of decisions.
And you're absolutely right. You know, he's been really timid to kind of start the season, and I'm not sure if he's trying to put too much on Petullo's plate and take some of his off. I'm not sure where that disconnect is, but they really need to get that together, because those calls on third down were – they're conceding on drives, or they're conceding before the half, and they don't really know what they want to do, and they kind of just let the clock run out. It's going to hurt us really big later on down the line, and that's something that they really just need to get together. Be aggressive or don't, but actually decide beforehand. Don't let the clock run out in the game.
Well, yeah, and trust your quarterback. And Junior, appreciate the phone call, especially on a day he's playing well, right? And look, there's the Jalen thing. If he plays well, everyone's going to praise him. If he does, the criticism will come back. We know that, Junior. But yesterday, Jalen was playing well, right? It was pretty obvious from the jump. Jalen was kind of in.
He was on point. He was locked in.
Yeah, I think in the past we've compared him to like a 3-point shooter in the NBA. Mm-hmm. He was hot yesterday, right? He had his shot. He was feeling it yesterday on his throws. So I just thought Sirianni was super conservative. I do blame him on a third and five give up run before a field goal. Also,
that was insane.
It was crazy. And then Elliott missed it, which made the whole thing look worse. Also, that first touchdown, the 4th-and-4 bomb to AJ, they ran it on 3rd-and-13. Does everyone remember that? They set up that play. Now, Saquon happened to get 9 yards on a run on 3rd-and-13. But think about where they were. I believe they were at midfield running on 3rd-and-13 on the first drive. I think they were giving up to punt. Right? Like, if Saquon only gets 2 or 3 yards, which...
Then they're putting it in punt.
They're punting.
Punt position.
Yeah. Right? It would have been, fourth and 10.
Mm-hmm.
They're at the 47-yard line. I don't think they're attempting a 65-yard field goal in the first quarter. They're punting. So that the only reason that first bomb happened is really because Saquon bursted 9 yards and gave them a shot at the 4th-and-4. That was also weirdly conservative by Sirianni. Mike in Medford is up. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Mike. What's up, pal?
First of all, Prince is one of the most overrated musicians in the history of pop music, so I just want to throw that out there.
Wow, he's with Kyle on this one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now, do you like Prince less as a musician because of what happened with your personal life?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I still like Prince.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant Mike. No, you could separate the music cue from what happened.
No, Prince is a hell of an artist. Mm-hmm. Prince
touched me when I was a kid.
All right.
Mike. Yeah. No, thanks.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry.
It's weird. Made it weird.
No, yeah. So, yeah, over with it. So, I'm not going to apologize to anyone. I have always been one of those, quote-unquote, everyone would call me a hater, but I'm not a hater. I just don't understand why How and It Told You So can happen when you have one good game every 7 weeks.
That's why to me the I Told You So's don't work, because otherwise you just say it every week, and then the once every 5 weeks it happens, or 6 weeks or whatever, then you could say I told you so. It doesn't really work like that, but yeah, what am I supposed to do?
I mean, yeah, and it's exactly, we're all fans, we all want him to see, you know, to play great, and we know what he can do, we just haven't seen him do it. And then the I Told You So say, I know what he can do, and you all just need to shut up. And it's a bit infuriating.
Well, so I think with Jalen, and Mike, appreciate the phone call. With Jalen, it feels like when he doesn't play well, people hear that some don't think he can play well. When that really is, for me, that has not been the majority of people in a long time, Hugh. Now, you get your stray every once in a while, like, mm-hmm. He's a fraud, he stinks, he can't play. But that's, I would say in the fan base, that's the minority, right? Most Eagles fans that we talk to every week, we all agree he can do it. He's done it many times. And
it's just been inconsistent.
Right. And so then the discussion and the confusion and the frustration becomes, why is it another month go by before we see a game like this? I don't know the answer. But the better if he plays like this, it can make up for a lot of things. They're still not running the football. They're still not getting great pass rush. they have a second corner that is just a disaster. Whoever it is out there can't cover anybody. So, but that's isn't that the NFL? If you get great quarterback play, you make up for a lot of things.
Yeah, you do, and it helps everything. And I think to help Mike out, well, first of all, it doesn't help when you call in and say weird things.
Yeah, that was
to start off conversations.
We don't move on.
Yep.
And it does that doesn't help. But it's when you try to me when I hear some people, not all people, but it's almost like you try to strip down what he's already accomplished. He's accomplished a lot. And you try to take that away from him to validate him being this, that, or the third. And that's why I think it's not fair. It's always fair, Joe, and we have these conversations every day. If you want to talk about Jalen's inconsistency, that is fair. Because to a man, he hasn't been consistent. And even when Creepy Mike called in and talking about, you know, Jalen being, you know, doing it every 5 weeks, that's even fair.
Yeah, it is.
But when you try to call in and strip him of everything that he's accomplished – that's where I don't think that's fair. That's almost like saying, you know, the fact that BG had one of the biggest plays in Eagles history diminishes the fact that he had a rocky start as an Eagles pass rusher when he first got here.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? So that's what it is. That's what I hear. Because nobody talk about BG like that. The only thing we remember about BG, and he's been a phenomenal player, played 15 seasons. But nobody talks about his rocky start and how they try to run him out of town.
Yeah, you know what it is? You are what you are at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
It all adds up to your career. It all adds up to the player you are, right? There's ups, there's downs. It's like in baseball. Like, there's plenty of guys that get hot for 3 weeks, but at the end of the day, if you're a 240 hitter, you're a 240 hitter. And if you're a 300 hitter, you're a 300 hitter. There's differences there. And Jalen, and the part that yesterday both is exciting, and then it also makes you think, like, why does it take so many weeks to do this again? We have the receivers. I mean, like, I actually think at times we underrate how good of a player Devontae Smith is. Devontae Smith is awesome.
Phenomenal player. Most decorated receiver in the history of the game, ain't he?
Well, what are
you talking about, from college in the pros?
Heisman
and all that?
Championships.
Yeah, all that.
I mean, he's awesome. I think because of the way the Eagles play, they've been a running team a lot his time here, so his touches are limited anyway. Jalen runs a lot. That takes away some chances. And then they put AJ in the mix a couple years ago, right? So another player that's a little bit better than him is on his own team. Devontae Smith is an awesome player. Like, they have two awesome receivers.
No doubt.
True number one in AJ. And I don't even know how we rank Devontae, but if he's a two, he's as high of an end of a two as there is in the NFL. Like, they've got plenty here to throw the football. David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh. Great.
Hey, David. What's up?
I'm actually ecstatic since, you know, this month of just dismal sports play. Yesterday was a great win. But what I want to ask is, do we give credit to Kevin Pultullo, even though I've been ripping him for the entire season?
Yes. I think he deserves credit after yesterday. He adjusted. They had different things in the game plan. Three straight games, if Jalen hits a couple of shots that they missed, it'd be 300 yards in three straight games. They're moving the ball pretty well right now through the air.
Okay, so what? How do we fix this running game then? You got any thoughts on this? You're an offensive-minded juggernaut.
Offensive-minded juggernaut. I'll just go back to how defenses would attack the Eagles. Like, the biggest thing is, David, is they don't respect the run right now. The run is not being respected. I mean, excuse me, the pass is not being respected. So in order to make them back off and play the pass more, you have to throw the ball more. That's my simple fix for it. And when you do that, then you fix the running game. Because a lot of times when I see Saquon Barkley run, he had some tough runs yesterday, but they're getting penetration in the backfield before he even get going. And a lot of times as a defender, when you got a big running back like Saquon Barkley, you try to make him move, like you make him move more in the backfield than he wants to do. There's a lot of times where I saw, like, the first guy goes through the line and he penetrates and he takes a shot at him. So then Saquon Barkley has to adjust his route or whatever, his running route, and gather himself. And then that's when the other guys are coming in. Basically, they're gang tackling him. You know, they're told to, if one guy takes a shot, then the other guys have to come in and try to tackle him as well. And that's where he's getting bogged down a little bit.
So are they overwhelming the offensive line? Or
They're just straight run gaps, straight run blitzes. They shoot gaps, and guys get penetration, and then other guys come and see that, and they're bringing it. Because that's what I saw yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. They got to cut those guys, right?
Yeah, well, you know, they don't try to cut him.
Yeah, anymore, no, I mean, not like cut block.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Get low. David, good phone call, man. I mean, Hugh, that's the thing with the whole, every week it feels like the same thing where teams are daring the Eagles to beat them through the air.
Yeah,
right?
And that's what, it's going to be that way until you do it consistently.
Right. Because Jalen's had plenty of games where he's shown he could do it, but that hasn't stopped defense from playing him this way.
And I go back to that Denver game, and it feels like, because even Minnesota tried to do it yesterday. Keep the game close. Keep it close and try to win it in the end. That's the formula right now.
Well, yeah, and that game, as much as it felt like the Eagles were in full control, when Minnesota got scored one last time, I was like, man, we need some first downs here to seal this thing. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, right back to your phone calls on the other side. And we got to let you hear from a couple of salty Vikings players after the loss yesterday. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I mean, there's nothing to overturn it. I was out there. I felt it. I mean, hands under the ball, snag it. And I don't understand. I don't obviously understand the catch rule at this point. They got to figure it out. New York can't call in and say that it's not a catch when every other ref out there says it is.
Well, they kind of can. Welcome back.
He got a point, though.
Wait.
No.
But it's a scoring play, so it gets reviewed automatically.
No, I mean, I get that. Yeah. But it's like there's some instances this season where you look at plays that look similar plays. And they were rude catches.
I don't think
touchdowns,
it's,
if you will.
I don't think it's that difficult. Like I feel like everybody, majority of people at least, when they see a play and they see the replays of a catch, whether it's close or not, you have a pretty good idea of which way it's going to get called. Like if you don't know the rule by now, that's on you.
Yeah. So there's two parts to this. One,
I ain't gonna lie, it looked like that was a It's a beautiful catch, but that was ruled not a catch.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, I mean, he didn't complete it to the ground. Like
in the end zone.
When I saw the replay, I was like, that's not a catch.
So there's two parts to this. One, the idea that it got overturned. It was probably a 50-50, 60-40, right? So that they looked at it different angles in the replay center. They overturned it. But he's almost alluding to the idea that there's some
collusion,
funny business going on, right? That because the refs on the field said touchdown, and then they reviewed it in New York, and they said no. Every scoring play gets reviewed.
Now that's how it works.
Yes. Last week there was something that went on in the Detroit Kansas City game that did feel a little weird. The play where Goff caught a touchdown, and it was ruled on the field. It was obviously a catch. They weren't reviewing the catch. It was obviously a catch. But when they looked at it in the replay center, because they review every score, they said, hey, refs, you missed a penalty. That's a little weird, because usually they don't do that. They just say catch or no catch, right? They don't go back on the play and say, you guys should have called a penalty. That feels a little bit like maybe the people in New York shouldn't be doing that. Let the refs play, you know, do the game. But in terms of just the catch or not, that's their job, right? They got to review the play in New York. I mean, it just feels like he's salty because they lost.
Well, yeah. I mean,
oh, yeah, it was sour.
Yeah. He's like, New York can't, like, call in and change the play when the refs on the field. Like, yes, they can. That is what they do.
When they changed it to every scoring play and every turnover gets reviewed, this is what happens now. So he's going to have to get over it. It almost was an incredible catch.
It was.
It was a cool catch.
Yeah, it was. He was like laid out like Superman. Yeah.
You know, that play really was big. I think I'm going to ask you guys a question. Considering how conservative Sirianni was,
that kind of changed the game.
Let's say they rule the Hockenson catch a touchdown. So the score at that point would have been either 28-25 or 28-20. Let's say 28-26, right? They kick the extra point in, 28-26. Eagles are winning by two. Do you guys think he lets Jalen throw, or do they just run it three times, make the Vikings use all three timeouts, and hope for the first down on the ground, but obviously more likely to end up punting? Do you think he lets Jalen throw twice if it's a two-point game rather than a four-point game? Or six-point game, excuse me.
I don't know. My first gut feeling is telling me he probably would keep the ball on the ground.
I don't think so.
I get the point thing.
I don't, it feels like pretty much the same situation to me. Like, I thought it was ballsy for them to throw it when they did anyway.
So you think he would throw it?
He got more aggressive at the end.
Yeah.
But he was conservative all day.
Well, he was, but like that. So it's a one score game either way. I get field goal is different from touchdown, but like, they made the decision that they were going to throw it and ice the game. I don't think that changes.
I don't know. My first thought is he'd probably try to run the ball. That's my first thought. Man. Even after I said everything I just said. But when you initially, the way you presented it, I feel like
if he did, I'd be going insane.
Well, I mean, it would have been a ridiculously coached game. Right. I mean, he was super
ridiculous.
He was ridiculously conservative yesterday. And considering the way his quarterback was playing, it didn't make any sense. All right. So Hockenson is obviously in his feelings, as was Justin Jefferson yesterday, who had a big play in the end zone stripped out of his hands by Cooper DeJean. Let's hear Jefferson after the game.
I think that was a drop. That wasn't DeJean getting his hand in there.
Nah, man. I mean, all respect to him, but that's a catch any day of the week. I just got to, you know, be more focused into pulling the ball into me and towards. I mean, instead of, you know, just laying the ball out there and letting him just knock the ball out of my hand. So I would say that's more on me than, you know, on him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let him hear it, Hugh.
Man, come on, dog. Listen, because let me tell you, I was watching that play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Coop had a lot of bravado after that. I was scared. I was worried.
A little taunting or something?
Well, no, not that. I thought they were going to come back to the play.
Oh,
like,
right,
come
right.
back. Because normally, because he's right. If Coop don't get his hands in there, that's a catch.
Well, so that's one of those where the end zone, the catch versus, like, if you run into the end zone, you cross the plane, it's a touchdown. But if you catch it, you have to complete the catch.
Yes.
And so he had
and
it Coop, 2 feet down, Coop, but then he didn't complete
and
it.
And Coop knocked the ball out of his hand.
I thought it was great work by Coop to keep fighting.
Yes.
Because he caught just keep fighting.
And when I was like, hold up, young fella. I know you made a good play. They're going to come back with that play. Because normally you would come back to that.
Well, you would think it's a good matchup for Minnesota. As good as Coop is, like, it's Jefferson.
Yeah, because it's those two. So you're thinking the matchup favors you. I was surprised they didn't come back with it. I was surprised because it looked like he caught him slipping. But that was a great play on Coop. Like a physical play. You could tell, and Coop looked like when he was standing there, he was flexing. I was like, okay, Coop.
That was a big one.
Yeah, it was.
Careful, get a penalty.
I know. They get those taunting things out left and
right. I really wasn't worried about that. I was more so worried about them coming back to the play. And they didn't.
No, they didn't. They made a lot of mistakes in the red zone. Eagles made good plays in the red zone, but the Vikings, I mean, they had the holding on the one touchdown went through. They had the Hockenson drop, whatever you want to call it, and then that one.
I'm surprised. Like, seriously, though, Joe, I'm surprised. They didn't come back to that.
I agree.
I would have ran it right back because that's a one-on-one. You had the matchup that you wanted. Coop just won it. I'd have ran it back, but they obviously didn't feel comfortable doing it.
Yeah, I don't know what
I'm surprised they didn't unleash Adam Thielen on DeGene.
He only had the one catch in the beginning?
He cooked them in Carolina.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised they didn't get the ball to Jefferson more.
Coop's a different man now. He didn't grow up.
He is.
Man.
He's all grown up now. It was a big play. It really was a big play in the end. Eagles buckled down in the red zone. Let's go to David in Drexel Hill. What's up, David?
Guys.
David.
All the what ifs. Listen, think about this, right? What if Jalen Hurts threw the ball 43 times? We might have 500 yards passing and 3 more touchdowns.
You're probably right.
The what ifs.
Yeah, yesterday.
You know,
yeah.
I would love to see him do it one game, throw for 40-something times. Because yesterday, he threw for 24, got 300-something yards. The other man threw for 44.
Well, the other guy stinks. I mean, that,
the other guy, he was throwing up.
But before the game, we wasn't talking about
Wentz watch.
Well, yeah.
They wanted to give him some credits.
No, we were talking about Carson Wentz stinking for 5 years now. I mean, we all
they
know
shouldn't
this.
Be, you're right. Yep. They shouldn't
all
be
we did was prop up
him.
Carson Wentz last week.
Yeah.
Because he ain't did nothing his entire career in the league.
Joe's guy.
We give him credit for a Super Bowl that he didn't even play in.
I don't give him credit for anything.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, David, I don't know who you're talking about, but I don't like Wentz.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this, though, with Jalen, because I watched him do everything people say he can. How is AJ in our receiving core known to be like great receivers if they're not getting the ball? They get the ball more than enough this season they haven't. But remember, AJ set that record, what, two seasons ago for passing?
Mm-hmm.
They will get it now. And here's what's going to happen to this team. They need to wake up and start giving Barkley the ball 3-4 yards past the line of scrimmage, a short pass.
Oh, so you want to throw to Barkley more than run with Barkley?
Easy, because he's getting hit before he comes through the line. Now, remember last year we were bragging about they don't even hit him until he's 4 or 5 yards through.
Yeah, that's over. You know? Yep.
So they need to do that. And my last question to Hugh, if I covered Jalen Hurts and you didn't know who he was, we would consider him one of the top 4 or 5 quarterbacks probably in the last 30, 40 years.
No,
playing
David. David. I'm going to let Hugh respond.
But you didn't know
David.
Him.
David.
What
are you talking
about?
David,
I don't know about that.
In the last 30 or 40 years of pro football?
Isn't Patrick Mahomes considered like to be the best after my boy that retired Brady?
Yeah. But he's
last 30.
But how is Jalen?
Jalen Hurts whooped down on each time.
Oh, timeout, David.
I like whooped down, though.
David, hold on.
This is where we go too far.
David, hold on. Couldn't I make the same case?
Talk to him, David.
Like David,
talk to him
David,
any kind of way.
David, hold on. David, let's come together on this.
I'm listening.
Talk to him any kind of way, David.
David, Eli Manning beat Tom Brady twice in the Super Bowl. Eli Manning's not even in the same stratosphere as Tom Brady.
Because let me ask you, do you really consider Eli Manning's career for 4 years to be as good as Jalen Hurts?
No, but that's the point. Like, Eli beat Brady twice, and nobody with half a brain would say Eli's close to Brady.
But that's not the same when I'm talking about
but it is.
The concept is
he likes Jalen Hurts. He doesn't like
guns,
Eli.
I think the concept was Jalen, you said, isn't Mahomes considered one of the greatest last 30, 40 years? Yes. And you said Jalen beat him twice in the Super Bowl. The point is that's not part
stick
of how you
guns,
decide
Dave.
Who's the best
Let
in 30 or 40
this.
Years.
Ask him again,
did
Dave.
Did Barkley have a great season last year?
Yes, he did.
Why did Jalen Hurts have more running touchdowns than him?
The tush push.
Because he's a vulture.
No, it wasn't.
Where did he score from?
The tush push they do on fourth down plays. I will bet right now that only 4 or 5 of his touchdowns at best came from a tush
Baloney.
Push.
Baloney, David. You think only 4 of Jalen's touchdowns last year came from running touchdowns came from the tush push?
I'll tell you what I'm going to really do. I'm going to check it soon. I hang up.
I'll do it too. How about
you
that?
Check. All right, David,
please
check.
Please do it because I'm going to be listening
Okay,
to you.
David, we love you and
check
we appreciate it. Hugh, I need you to rank top 4 quarterbacks last 40 years on the fly from David in Drexel Hill.
The last 4?
Top 4 last 40 years.
I say one would be Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, you got to throw Brady in there, I'm guessing.
Yeah, Brady's in there. Then you said last 4 years.
No, 40 years, yes.
Just 40. Aaron Rodgers. Ooh. That's easy. Ooh. Aaron Rodgers probably in the top 4 because he has some hell of a.
Would you put Peyton in?
Oh, I forgot about Peyton. Yeah, Peyton.
Okay, so that we reached 4 already. So we got him. We're done then?
Last 40 years. Yeah.
Because he wants Jalen Hurts
Wait
to be ranked.
Wait, Dan Marino?
No, I mean, you run out of spots.
Dan Marino would be in there.
Hugh's top 4 in the last 40 years. We're on quarterback number 9.
No, I'm just saying. Because I'm thinking.
I know. Well, the point is, Hurts is obviously not a top 4 quarterback in the last 40 years.
By the way, just over his career, 33 of his 55 touchdowns are on the tush push.
Why do we have to go so far? Like, today's a day.
No. Joe, now he's the best quarterback ever.
Today's a day to praise Jalen Hurts. He was awesome yesterday. I said it was the greatest game I've ever seen him, just pure throwing. Right? Not his legs, just pure throwing. And then we got to take a call saying he's a top 4 quarterback in 40 years of pro football. There is Brady, there is Montana, there is Mahomes, there is Manning, there is Marino, there is right I mean I could go on for 10 minutes. I mean, what are we
Why we got to go so far?
Why do we have to push it that far? Because and then someone's listening right now, and they just got in the car. Giglio's hating again, not giving the guy credit. When I sat here for 2.5 hours giving the guy credit. And then David with his make-believe stats about Jalen's tush pushes last year.
Hey, Dave, live your truth, dog.
This is your fault.
It is entirely your fault.
You tell people to live their truth. They just make up ideas.
Wait a minute.
I mean, why?
I had to sit there and think about it. I said 40 years? Like 40?
No, he didn't even say like top 10 or 15.
No, in an era where Tom Brady exists.
Top 4 in the last 40 years.
No, because I had to think about it for a minute.
Yeah, that goes back to 85, man.
It goes back forever.
40. It's like 40.
Like, there's all these quarterbacks that have won all these MVPs and Super Bowls.
Oh. This is a beautiful thing. Let me
again, remember. This is, you take blame for this.
I don't.
Take accountability.
No, I just, you know, I'm all for people living their truth.
I know, but what do you do when the truth is so far out of the universe that you have to like bring everyone back
to? Sometimes you just got to listen, man. I told you yesterday I got accosted in the store.
Excuse me?
I got accosted by some religious folks.
Okay.
And they were talking to me about religious stuff, mm-hmm. right? And so
were they trying to get you to see the light a little bit?
Well, they were trying to get me to come to Bible study.
Okay. And when are you going?
I was like, dog, I work on Sunday. No. They were like, hey, you going to come to Bible study? I was like the dude went through this whole spiel, right? Which I, you know, when they're talking to you about stuff like that, I do respect even the Jehovah's Witnesses when they're talking because
yeah.
they talk pretty fast and they're trying to, you know, get their point across. So I listened to what he had to say. And then he asked me, he's like, when are you coming to Bible study? I said, no.
Just flat out no.
I said, but thank you. For the information.
You should tell me your Bible study is the birds.
The Church of the Eagles.
That's right.
I didn't want to do that.
I know. You don't
want
to disrespect
him. I didn't want to be rude. And I let him finish his spiel, and I told him no, just flat out. No.
You know what he was doing? He's living his truth.
Well, literally. Yeah, because you know, it's like funny when people, like a lot of times say, well, can I get your contact info? Nah, can't get that. But thank you. Thank you very much.
15 tush-push touchdowns since 2024, by the way.
That bothered God.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
I think in week one.
We don't have to do this, guys.
Was it week one he ran one in against the Cowboys from like 15 yards away? Didn't he have a scrambling touchdown in week one?
Yes. Yeah, he did.
And I remember the graphic went up. That was the first time he had rushed for a touchdown outside of a yard or two. In a long time. Like, it's okay that he has tush-push touchdowns. There are 6 points either way. We don't have to create ideas that aren't true.
Callers like that are why we get the label as a hater. Because we have to defend against him not being the greatest quarterback to ever walk the earth.
Right, like, and again, it's not even about him.
So
it's
we
just
hate him,
reality.
Though.
I would do the same thing. Like, you know, if someone called in and said Joel Embiid is basically Michael Jordan, I'd hang up. I mean, like, if someone called in and said that Bryce Harper is as good as Shohei Ohtani, that's ridiculous. Like, it's okay to have some sort of structure
40
here.
40 years.
What's that?
40 years.
Top four of the last 40 years. Even if he just said the last 5 years, we could have at least had a reasonable discussion about it, but not 40. My Lord. George in Florida is up. What's up, George?
Guys, good afternoon.
Hey, George,
what's up, George?
Now, I wasn't sure if I heard that for real or not. 4 or 40. I was like, holy cow. And I'm a huge Jalen Hurts fan.
I was in the same boat. I was like, wait a minute.
Even those wearing Hurts jerseys right now are like, hold the phone
wait
here.
Minute, I had to think.
David,
like,
come
wait
on.
A minute.
And I love Jalen. I watched him. Hey, Hugh, first off, first time calling since coming back to Philly. My thoughts and prayers to you about the loss of your son. Class act, what you had T.O. on too, man. Your class act.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
The thing with the Eagles, I look at this, the bottom line is winning in the trenches, and they're injured in the trenches on both sides of the football. And I think once they heal up, I think they're going to be fine. And I'm all about the pass creating the run. And when I hear old-timers talk about, I hate to say old-timers because I'm about the pass, we need to have an equal distribution of the run and passing game. The NFL is a passing league. Yes, the running game is important. That identifies the Eagles. But I think what we saw yesterday is we watched an excellent defensive coordinator with Minnesota throw 8 guys in the box telling Jalen, you need to beat us with your arm, and he did. And I think that was impressive to me.
So, George, I agree with you, and I think we go too far with the run-pass balance. Really, George, it's a math game. I mean, when you think about it, right? Like, if there's 8 in the box, the math tells you should throw the football more, and then vice versa if it's a light box. And I always think those run-pass things, we almost, like, we reverse-engineer them to make our point. You know, if you are up in a game early throwing, and you're up by, you know, 14 points, you will then go to run the clock out. So by the end of the game, you're probably going to have a 50-50 distribution of run and pass or close to it. But that's, if you watch the game, you realize like they threw to get up and then they ran to ice the clock away.
Correct. One more question. You have BG coming back. Hugh, this might be to you because you played the game. And I looked at the numbers here. You know, we have your injuries on both sides of the ball. Is it easier to come back as a defensive player if not playing? And I'm talking about maybe Jason Kelce. They're both 37 years old. And if you have problems at the center position, is it easier to come back from not playing on the defensive side or offensive side?
Man, it's not easy to come back at all. I mean, because I'm just being honest with you. I remember sitting on the sideline one time when I was retired and thinking about how crazy I had to be to play this game for as long as I played because it's so violent. You know, and even though BG is only a few months removed from that, dude, you have to, even if offensive, defensive side of the ball, you have to get used to somebody putting their hands on you every play, especially playing in those trenches. So it's not easy. It is not easy at all. And your body, like your body reacting to that, man, and that, those violent collisions all the time, it's not easy. Not easy at all.
Now, hopefully this week that they come to play against the Giants, because they just thought they would show up in game one against them and win. Now, after the Giants had an unbelievable loss yesterday, I think the Eagles are going to come into this game in Philly ready to play, because the Giants were ready to play. And at any level, you're the champion, and everybody's gunning for it. I just don't think they were ready to play game one against the Giants, and I think they will this time. What do you guys think?
George, I agree with you, and we're going to get to that collapse they had yesterday. George, we appreciate your phone call. We'll go around the NFL coming up in a few minutes. But, yeah, my first thought on this coming Sunday is the Eagles will be way more ready for the Giants. They'll have way more tape on Jackson Dart. Hughes mentioned a lot the four-game thing on Jackson Dart. It's now been four games. Clearly, the Giants are a little bit more game than they have been in years past, but that was yesterday, and we're going to get to it. An epic collapse, so I think mentally they're going to come in here with some baggage here. But yeah, I expect the Eagles to win this game. As much as there's been choppiness to this Eagles season, Hugh, if they can win this game on Sunday, which I believe they will, and they should.
You can't lose to the Giants twice in one season.
Six
can't
do that. They'll be 6-2 heading into the bye. I mean, that's a pretty good – I'm going to steal a Hugh Douglas line. You're in a pretty good spot.
Not bad.
6-2 heading into the bye is a pretty good spot. That gives them a chance to get healthier. It gives Howie Roseman a chance to go fortify the roster. And the trade deadline is 15 days away from right now. And then they come out of that trade deadline, and the next few games, and the bye, the next few games are at Green Bay on a Monday night, home for Detroit, and at Dallas. And Hugh, that Dallas game is looking a little bit different than I thought when the season started. That feels like a huge part of the schedule after the Giants, after the bye. Green Bay, Detroit, Dallas.
Yeah, because it looks like Dakota's playing pretty well. Dakota's doing his thing. They don't have a really good defense, but Dakota's playing well.
Yeah, I mean, he is.
Dakota.
Their offense is moving the football up.
Those two receivers are a nightmare.
Yeah, can we get another corner before we play those guys? Yes, no, maybe. We might need
don't
one.
Me.
Well, we might need one. So, obviously, we're thrilled, and Jalen played well yesterday. You mentioned Dak. Dak has now thrown at least three touchdowns without a pick in four consecutive games.
Dakota's been, since he said he was not throwing any picks, is not, you know, he's been pretty decent.
Oh, no, he did that last year, and then, or was it?
Might have been 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
And he threw a ton of picks. So it took him a little while.
Yeah, well, whatever. He's doing it now. I mean, I still don't trust their defense. I think there's anything real there, but they might be more game than I thought when the season began, and we shall see when we see them in a few weeks. All right, 215-592-9494. Your reaction to all this, Jalen Hurts, I thought as a thrower, as just a pure pass for the best game of his football career yesterday, his NFL career, even more impressive in some ways than the two Super Bowls. No turnovers yesterday's game. It wasn't about his legs. It was about his arm. He carried them to a victory. Big one. And this passing game is starting to put things together here three straight weeks. All right, Eagles get the win in Minnesota. Your reaction to it all. Told you so's finally. Where'd you come down as you watched Jalen yesterday? Was it a finally he did it, or are you in the camp like Hugh Douglas, even though he didn't tell us that he said I told you so? You didn't, but that's okay. We'll also go around the NFL next, catch you up on all the other action, including that Giants meltdown yesterday, and one head coach that is still employed that has never been more actually fired. I mean, this guy is a dead coach walking on the sidelines. The Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.